USA Radio News.
Egypt health authorities have detected the country's first case of monkeypox in a 42-year-old man who frequently travels to Europe. Authorities said the man is stable and has been isolated at a special hospital. According to the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 56,000 cases have been detected in 102 countries around the globe so far. A shooting at Uvalde Memorial Park has left two people injured. This is according to the Uvalde Police Department. Both victims were hospitalized. The extent of their injuries were not immediately clear. Officers were searching for at least one juvenile suspect in connection with the shooting. This incident comes just 3 months after a mass shooter killed 19 children and two teachers at Robb Elementary School, which lies just over a mile from the park.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced on Wednesday that they successfully retook multiple towns in a counterattack against Russia. U.S. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, says Ukraine's progress is steady and deliberate.
Russian command and control in the headquarters have been disrupted, and they're having great difficulty resupplying their forces and replacing their combat losses.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
An oil company pleaded guilty to negligently discarding crud off the Southern California coast when its underwater pipeline ruptured last year. Houston-based Amplify Energy and two of its subsidiaries each pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge in federal court. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The World Health Organization has stated that it is launching a $1.5 billion campaign, hopefully including a new vaccine to eliminate outbreaks of bacterial meningitis across Africa by 2030. Meningitis vaccinations for more than 50 million children in Africa have been delayed amid the COVID-19 pandemic, prompting fears of a resurgence of the deadly disease. The vaccine could be introduced next year and administered in widespread drives until 2030. The U.S. Forest Service is resuming its practice of intentionally lighting fires to clear brush and small trees from forest areas nationwide after a three-month hiatus to review the risk of runaway wildfires under increasingly severe climate conditions. That's according to the agency. The prescribed fire program was put on hold in late May in the midst of a devastating wildfire sparked by the federal government near Las Vegas, New Mexico. New research has found that Apple Pay has surpassed MasterCard in its dollar value of transactions annually with just over $6 trillion and is inching closer to Visa. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.